Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Kemba Walker takes the temperature of the defense, gets a screen from Brown. One-on-one against Horford. Walker, step back, shot, got it! He is an assassin!
This is BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel with the Joes, Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio from BetQL.
Welcome back. It is BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel right here on the BetQL Network. Joe Giglio, Joe Ostrowski with you. We'll get to all the baseball coming up in just a little bit here as we'll line up the day and look at some props and home runs and all that kind of great stuff. But right now, we got to talk some hoops here. Dan Bespris, he's been with us before. Hoopball tweets, he's all over with basketball. Great guest. And we got to start here, Dan, with, I mean, a crazy couple days in the NBA as free agency has started. We know the Heat made some big moves. Joe's Bulls making a lot of moves. But, Dan, just before you hopped on, it seems like Kemba Walker is on his way out of Oklahoma City and he's on his way to the New York Knicks. Dan, first reaction as you see the news, Kemba Walker to the Knicks.
Absolutely crazy that they were able to get his contract situation figured out in Oklahoma City. I think we all assumed that this trade with Kemba was going to be like the Al Horford situation before him and the Chris Paul situation before him, of everybody coming to Oklahoma City, rehabilitating their value for a year, and then getting moved to a contender. Instead, he just had, I think there's about $70 million or so, maybe a tiny bit less than that on his current deal. No, it's actually a little bit more than that, bought out by the Thunder. I don't think we have the exact details on that side of it, but it sounds like he's signing with the Knicks for $8 million a year. This whole thing is wild and crazy. I can't believe that the Thunder didn't just hang on, but they really do want to play their young guys immediately, and Kemba gets to go to New York. This is sort of wins all the way around, because the Thunder actually got a bunch of draft picks by taking on his contract initially. They already flipped the pick that they got in this draft for more picks. I don't know what they're going to do with all of that stuff, but insane. And the Knicks just finished up re-signing Alec Burks, bringing in Evan Fournier, re-signing Derrick Rose, re-signing Nerlens Noel. New York's making moves this offseason so far.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Dan, some of the contract extensions that we were expecting to happen come to mind, like Trey and Steph. And I don't think anybody really thought CP3 was going to leave Phoenix after the run that they just had. So if we push those to the side for a minute, or what are some of your favorite moves that that have gone down over the last 48 hours?
So being a fantasy betting guy, I try to look at stuff that's a little bit more around the edges, a little more fringy, and you're looking at what can create value for a particular player in a situation. So I like a lot of the smaller, weirder ones, like Daniel Tice going to Houston, which isn't going to change their outlook at all. They're a team going into massive rebuild mode, but suddenly they got someone to put kind of in that Kelly Olynyk role, who himself just went to Detroit in a move that I don't completely understand. This is a team that also is trying to go into maximum rebuild, and Olynyk, I think, is approaching 30, which I know we're all a bit older than that, but that's old in the NBA now. So those are the ones on the fantasy side that I'm looking at. From the win-loss perspective, I think you have to go to Chicago, which I know you're talking about. That's sort of your club. They've really loaded up here. They've given Zach LaVine every reason to want to stick around. Vooch this last season, Lonzo Ball, and now DeMar DeRozan in a pair of sign-and-trade deals. Even if individually, from a fantasy standpoint, this is a disaster for Chicago.
Yeah.
They're going to be sharing the basketball. From a win-loss standpoint, they got a lot better, and they did it by trading away, I think, I would say, one pretty good player in all of this, and that was Thad Young. The rest of it is very replaceable stuff. Garrett Temple, Tomas Satoransky. These are things that they can now find on the market for low salary guys that'll want to play around LaVine and DeMar and Lonzo and Vooch. It's a bona fide good team. Championship contender? I don't know. I probably not. There are these teams that have too much superstar power above them, but they're good now, and they'll have a nice season once the chemistry settles.
They're relevant. They should be a playoff team under Billy Donovan, and Bulls fans would welcome that. You know, it's interesting. I want to get your perspective on the team building aspect, because Karnišovas comes over from Denver. We expect him to build from the bottom. That's what he did in Denver by hitting on these what we think will be superstars. It's the case with Jokic, and many people already have Murray near that category as long as he can stay healthy. But we expected a lot of the same, and there was just a celebration. So many people happy that Gar Foreman and John Paxson are out and they're in, as well as Eversley brought him in. Highly regarded around the league, there's no pressure. They had all the time in the world, and they still went this route. Let's make the Bulls relevant. Let's first become a playoff team in the East. Does that surprise you, the approach, or does what we just witnessed, just how many times did the playoffs just kind of seem wide open this past season?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me, mostly because of the LaVine situation. If you don't please him, if you don't give your guy, however good you think he is, and I like Zach LaVine a lot, I think he turned a big time corner this year from an efficiency standpoint that, I mean, makes him borderline superstar status, if maybe not quite all the way there. That's your guy. If you don't keep him around, you sort of restart the rebuild, and it probably gets too long, and for whatever regime is there, aka his coaches, whatever, you probably end up losing those guys too, because you can't go the wrong way for too long. And if you don't get good quick enough, you end up having to go back into that valley again before emerging. So yeah, I mean, you sort of push your chips in a little bit here, and your salary cap situation becomes a little bit goofball, but you did it for good players. It kind of reminds me a little bit of like what the Blazers did like 10 years ago, but on steroids. They capped themselves by just trying to bring in all sorts of guys, but the Bulls actually got bona fide, solid NBA players to put around their main dude. I love Vooch. He's not terrific in pick and roll defense, but he can handle everything else. And offensively, he's fantastic. Lonzo's a really nice fit around high usage guys because he can do other things on the floor. The DeMar one is going to take some time because he's pretty used to having the ball in his hands. I hate the adage that there's only one basketball, because all of this stuff figures itself out over the span of a 6-month NBA season. But that's the one that I think is going to take the longest to sort of mush together. But once they do, they're, I would say, at least the top 5 team in the East. And then, like you said, you never know who's going to get hurt. You never know. They're going back to a full 82-game season with, again, a slightly truncated offseason. Anyone could emerge at the end if you're healthy.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dan Bespris joining us here from HoopBall, talking to basketball as NBA free agency opened and a lot of big moves. And really, Dan, the first day was about the Miami Heat. They bring in Kyle Lowry. They steal P.J. Tucker. I've always liked P.J. Tucker from the Milwaukee Bucks. He helped them as a role player in the NBA playoffs and win the finals. The Heat now sit around 16-1 to win the NBA title. They were in the finals 2 years ago. Butler, Lowry as their two stars, some young players, Bam around them as a big guy. Would you take a flyer on Miami to win the title?
I'm going to say no. I don't think that they got good enough. But again, it's that same thing where maybe the dice roll lands in their direction. I just feel like there's too much for them to overcome. I'm curious how they fill things out around these guys. And I know that I'm probably in the minority on this one, but I see Kyle Lowry kind of on the downslope right now. That was a move that was helpful for them because he's better than Goran Dragic. And, you know, neither one of those guys is probably going to stay fully healthy this coming season. That's been a problem for each of them over the last 3 or 4 years. So, yes, they got a little bit better. Jimmy Butler had one of his best statistical seasons ever this last year while missing 20-some-odd games because, well, again, that team went to the finals the previous year, and almost nobody that went that deep in the bubble playoffs survived the season intact. I think they got a key piece kind of on the wrong side. And I think you could probably say the same thing about PJ Tucker. His role is that same toughness, and he has to have speed and he has to have strength. And if there's even a loss of a step there, it goes the wrong way. So I do think the Heat got a little bit better, but I don't think it's as big a jump as it needed to be. What they do need is for Tyler Hero to take a big leap forward. And I haven't seen it quite yet. If he can get to that next level, that puts them, in my mind, around deeper in the Eastern Conference playoffs. But I don't know how they leapfrog the Bucks or the Nets, with the Bucks in particular still very much young and able. And if the Nets have two of their three superstars, I think that's enough to get by that Miami team. So the answer is kind of maybe, which I know is a little bit of a cop-out, but I don't have full faith in the Heat as they're currently built.
It's fun. It's fun. We're not just talking about the teams that have the most superstars because of what just went down this past season. What about Damian Lillard? What's going to happen?
I wish I knew. They've gone quiet again. There was a lot of hubbub. What is it? 2 weeks ago, right before the Olympics started. And now it's gone quiet in Portland. But they got to do something. They have to shake it up somehow. I've complained annually, not about fantasy, not really about anything other than I have a good buddy. My college roommate is from Beaverton, Oregon. And so every year I have the text message that's like, what are we going to do? And I'm sitting there going, honestly, man, I don't know. You have Dame, who may be the best leader in the NBA, takes the same team as far as he can take them every year. I don't know how stagnation hasn't set in with Lillard, because you see it in so many other teams and so many other athletes where if you're just running it back over and over again, eventually you just get tired of doing it and you need to do something else. Either you leave or you lose that fire that he always has every year. So Portland's got to do something. They re-sign Norman Powell, which is nice. He fills a need for them. He's a good scorer. He's efficient. But they have to make a change. They've been locked into this same stuff for so long. Is Chauncey Billups going to be part of that change? I guess. But as they're currently built, listen, I've learned better than to take the season win total under with them based on the stagnation angle, because Dame always finds a way to get them up and over that hurdle. I they're never going to go farther unless they do some kind of thing. And what that is, I don't know, because we've heard all the Ben Simmons rumors. I don't know if that's the thing that actually gets them a little bit farther. With Dame, He's probably there this year with McCollum. I don't know.
Dan, did you like what the Lakers did? A bunch of old guys into Los Angeles. Carmelo Anthony, Dwight Howard. I feel like LeBron makes anything work, but interesting mix. I did like the Malik Monk signing. They added him as well, some shooting there. Did you like what the Lakers did here?
Yeah, there were a lot of fun Lakers jokes the first day of free agency that they just brought the old gang back together, and all these guys could just pull the Lakers jersey out of their closet and put it back on. Bazemore, Dwight Howard, Trevor Ariza, Wayne Ellington, everybody that had been a Laker before. The jokes are good. The jokes are good. I got a good laugh at him. I'm an LA guy. So when the playoffs come around and I can actually just show my allegiance, I am a Laker fan, wearing a Brooklyn Dodgers hat on this thing. I actually liked it. I know that they're older guys. I think Dwight Howard was actually a necessary guy to bring back, one that they thought they had this last season before that weird, he had to pull his tweet down and then he was going to Philadelphia instead. There was a mix up there. He's a good fit for them. He's the guy that can go irritate other superstar big men for 14, 15 minutes a game. If that's all they need. So that's a good fit. Ariza, we'll see. You know, these are like, you're not taking much of a chance on these guys. Second day of free agency, I thought the Lakers actually did some good things. You mentioned Malik Monk. They also brought in Kendrick Nunn from the Heat. Shooting, spacing, scoring, guys that can actually put the ball in the bucket, which is what you need around LeBron in addition to defense. I don't know what's going to happen with the old crew, Melo, Ariza. These are like the ancient ones on that team. I actually think Frank Vogel's done a wonderful job the last 2 years of sort of tamping down egos and getting guys in their proper roles. This will be his biggest challenge to date. But if those guys fill the roles that I think they should, which is sporadic minutes, Melo, if he's on fire, you leave him in a few extra minutes. Ariza, if he can keep up on defense, he's really more of a four these days than a three the way he used to be. I think the Lakers made a lot of really good moves around the Russell Westbrook one, which I don't really like that much. But if he's going to be the other superstar on your team, the other guys you need to focus are defense, scoring, three-point shooting. And I think they did a pretty good job of that while also bringing back THT.
Dan, you mentioned you would not put a bet down on the Miami Heat right now, 16-1 at FanDuel. But if we're looking for some value right now, early on, is there anything that you find enticing? After Miami, you've got Denver at 17, Philadelphia 18-1, drops down to Dallas at 30, Atlanta 37, and we could probably stop there.
Yeah, Philly and Atlanta on the list that you went through are ones that intrigue me a little bit. I have the same problems with Atlanta that I do with Miami, where I don't know if that's quite enough, but it sounds like they're bringing back John Collins. They made a really nice playoff run this year. I don't know what would have happened in that Philly series if Trae Young doesn't play on one good leg. They may have ended up in the conference finals against the Bucks, who subsequently lost. I guess they did, but they may have. How would that have shaken out? There's this health thing that still kind of hangs over everybody. The Hawks looked great defensively. Bogdan Bogdanovic at full strength made them a much better team, which I didn't see coming. I'll admit, I sort of a mea culpa on Bogdan at full health. That's a massive value on a team that could just stay healthy and wander towards the finals. You just never know who's going to catch those breaks. They're very much not one of the top four teams in the NBA, but a lot of it does come down to the dice roll every year.
It does. Appreciate it, Dan. We got to talk some baseball coming out next year. We'll line them up with today's games. K-props, home run props. This is BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect for real.